Is Jay Woodcroft the right guy for the job next year? Has he made any players that much better? And has he improved on Dave Tippett's system? All that and more on today's episode of Locked On Oilers.
Your Locked On Oilers, your daily podcast on the Edmonton Oilers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to the Locked On Oilers podcast. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you find your podcast. Plus, we're out on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, welcome. Hello. You can see I've updated, well, not updated, but I made my background a little better. And hopefully you can hear me better too. I understand the issues from yesterday, and that is okay. Hopefully we made it better and made it a better listening experience for you. But enough of that. Let's get into the Edmonton Oilers. They didn't have a game last night. They played Dallas on Thursday, or on Wednesday, rather. No game on Thursday for the Oilers. But let's really look at what Jay Woodcroft has done over this season for the Oilers. And the reason why I say that is because the season is winding down for the Oilers here. We did talk about yesterday how we are looking ahead at the playoffs, and we did also talk about what the Oilers team could look like with Andre Kuzmenko potentially joining the Oilers. But who's going to be wrangling that team up next year? Is it going to be Jay Woodcroft? There has been a lot of talk. Since he is an interim guy, since it is the Edmonton Oilers, you kind of sit there and you're kind of hoping maybe it's going to be kind of an illustrious guy, a guy who's had some success before on it by himself, a guy like Paul Maurice, potentially. That name had been coming up. Also, I don't want to say it. It's almost like the Voldemort guy. I don't watch a lot of Harry Potter. It's the guy who shouldn't be named. Mike Babcock was another guy who was getting a little bit of talk or chatter when the Oilers were initially looking for a head coach. But on February 10th, 2022, when the Oilers did let go of Dave Tippett, it was, in fact, Jay Woodcroft, who took over for Dave Tippett for the Oilers. He was with the Oilers Bakersfield Condors affiliate before that. If you know the Oilers, you know the story of Jay Woodcroft. But has he made any of the Oilers better? That was the main issue for Dave Tippett, as he's sitting there getting guys like Kyler Yamamoto, Ryan McLeod, basically any of the guys who played down in Bakersfield. He wasn't really getting a lot of production out of those guys. Now, Jay Woodcroft steps in, and you're sitting there and going, how is he going to make these guys that Tippett just couldn't get enough out of better and make this team better? And it really does look like he's done that. Some of the players that Jay Woodcroft had coached before coming up to the Oilers, as I mentioned, Kyler Yamamoto, Evan Bouchard was another guy who he coached down in Bakersfield. Jesse Puljujärvi was another guy down there as well. Ryan McLeod, who has really seen, I loved Ryan McLeod from the moment we drafted him. I screamed. I may have cried a little bit. I did have him as a top 30 in the first round, really. I had him going in the first round. And the fact that we were able to snag him in the second, that is a big W for the Oilers scouting department. And it was a big W for Jay Woodcroft down in Bakersfield as well. He got the most out of Ryan McLeod. And really, if you didn't know much about Ryan McLeod before the Oilers drafted him, you knew a little bit more and a lot more. You certainly knew his toothless grin heading into before he made the team here. And you certainly knew about this new Ryan McLeod kid who had a brother named Mikey in New Jersey. Then he came up to the NHL, and Dave Tippett just couldn't get a lot out of him. He wasn't really playing too much. He came up for the Winnipeg series in the playoffs, sometimes got minutes, sometimes didn't. And now when Jay Woodcroft came in, Ryan McLeod is excelling, and it's not just Ryan McLeod as well, and it's not just the players that played under Jay Woodcroft in Bakersfield who are excelling. I'm looking at a guy named Cody Ceci. Yeah, Cody Ceci, I think, is the best player who has become one of the best players under Jay Woodcroft. Let's take a look at some of the time here for Cody Ceci. As I took a lot of time looking at time on ice for Cody Ceci, and a lot of the guys that really struggled or maybe wasn't necessarily under the umbrella for Dave Tippett, they have mostly excelled under Jay Woodcroft. Let's take a look here. As I'm sure you don't want to see looking at my dirty bill here, but Jesse Puljujärvi started off with Dave Tippett. He was second on the team here in expected goals through 60 minutes. So that's basically taking all the goals and shooting opportunities and shots on goal that a player has, and you're going to put that all in basically a formula and get out just how often that this player could score a goal, could help the team rather score a goal in a 60-minute game, in a 60-minute period. So, I mean, or in a 60-minute frame rather. Every game obviously is 60 minutes, so that is why they decide that division. But Puljujärvi under Dave Tippett, he was sitting second on the team in point expected goals per game per 60 rather, and that was sitting at 3.32. Under Jay Woodcroft, and especially now when everybody's saying, oh, maybe Puljujärvi isn't that scoring threat that people think he is, under Jay Woodcroft, he's jumped from second on the team to first on the team, which isn't exactly a big jump, but the numbers are. He went from 3.32 goals per 60 to 4.04. Again, you're looking at decimal points basically at this point, but when you're looking at nearly a goal per game, that really helps a team. That continues on throughout the lineup here. Evan Bouchard went from 3.16 to 3.37 under Woodcroft. And the most shocking number of all, like I mentioned, from Cody Ceci, Ceci went from the 18th best player when it comes to goals per 60 and all the way up to 6th on the Oilers. 18th to 6th. And it's not just the jump in the lineup or in the rankings that really gets me going here for Cody Ceci. Cody Ceci was expected to get 2.17 goals per 60 minutes for the Oilers under Dave Tippett. Under Jay Woodcroft, 3.14. 3.14, a jump from 2.17 to 3.14. That is an entire goal a game. Cody Ceci is helping the Oilers score one full extra goal per 60 minutes. And we were sitting here thinking Cody Ceci was a joke of a signing. Jay Woodcroft is getting the best out of his players because he's putting them in the best possible positions to succeed. It doesn't just stop there. We keep looking at save percentage. Save percentage, I think now we can, goals against especially is more of a team stat. Save percentage, especially when it comes to skaters, is more of an individual kind of stat here. It kind of looks at just how vulnerable are you making your own goaltender. And you know what? Jesse Puljujärvi was making the goalie look a little bit vulnerable under Dave Tippett. He was sixth on the team when it came to save percentage. He sat at a 91.21%. He's now first on the team once again with 97.25%. 97.25% save percentage for Jesse Puljujärvi for the Edmonton Oilers while Jesse Puljujärvi is on the ice. Again, we talked about the finish of the Finn, Jesse Puljujärvi, and it just not necessarily being there for the kid. Well, guess what? He can do better. He can produce more than just on the score sheet. He's helping the team in other places. Other guys that are helping the team in other places. Duncan Keith, not necessarily a name that you would think is helping the team, but he went from 13th on the team to 4th when it comes to save percentage, a jump from 90% to 93.09. And again, Cody Ceci, the biggest jump, the biggest benefactor of it all. I don't think I used that word right. I am not an English major, but the biggest beneficiary of Jay Woodcroft becoming the Oilers coach on February 10th. He went from an 89.8 save percentage on the Oilers. That was good. Good in air quotes. For 20th on the team, Cody Ceci now sits 5th on the team, at 92.5%. Just want to make sure I got the proper decibel point. 92.5%, a huge jump for the Oilers, a huge jump for Cody Ceci. And to answer the question, I really do think Jay Woodcroft is the right guy for next year. You take a look again at the guys that he has made better. The Kyler Yamamoto's, the Ryan McLeod's, the Esa Puljujärvi's, evidently. The Cody Ceci's, the guys that we didn't really expect much out of, has become one of our premier shutdown defensemen. Cody Ceci went from only 79 minutes, well, basically 80 minutes, or 79.59 minutes under Dave Tippett on shorthanded, to 101 under Jay Woodcroft. He's being trusted in the most important times in the game, and the Oilers are benefiting from it. And the Oilers are going to benefit from Jay Woodcroft being the coach next year. I really do think that Jay Woodcroft should be the coach next year. I really think that going into the season, you kind of were thinking, Dave Tippett, this is the last season for Dave Tippett. And evidently it was. And evidently it needed to be a young guy coming in with the young guys as well and helping this organization into, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx it, but potentially into home ice advantage into the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, we're going to talk about what the Oilers X factor might just be. It seems like we may have found the Oilers X factor here. It may be something that we're not necessarily expecting from the Oilers, especially because it's been something that we have complained about for so long for the Oilers. But it might just be the X factor the Oilers need in the playoffs. And we'll get to that in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, a Built Bar. Because I'm hungry right now. I'm just thinking about getting something in my stomach. But Built Bar, this is the time of year, to be honest with you, that I have just given up on my New Year's resolutions. But not this year. Not this year. I'm sticking to my resolution this year to eat right thanks to Built Bar. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution because I actually enjoy eating them. I have some more coming on the way, but Built Bar has Puffs, which is the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy, they're marshmallowy, they're not just a protein bar, they're honestly a treat. They're covered in 100% real chocolate. Yeah, real chocolate, and they're healthy for you. Puffs are a fan favorite with some incredible flavors, including yummy, cinnamony. I'm not really good at that word, especially when I have it already eating it in my mouth. But they have a yummy cinnamony churro, which I already love churros. Coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. Oh, that's so good. They're going to be your favorite. Genuinely, they are so good. They're low calorie, high protein. You can replace your candy bars with these. Genuinely, they are better. They're a typical candy bar, but they can be, the typical candy bar rather, can be upwards of like 300 calories. However, most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. And that's in a marshmallow in those puffs, too. Compare that once again to the candy bars, and it is out of this world. Mint brownie, coconut almond, and new for this month as well, white chocolate cookies and cream. They're all delicious. All new flavors are coming out. New flavors are coming out all the time, I should say. If they think a flavor might be good, they're just going to make it. They're going to make it, no matter how gross it may sound, they're going to make it. It's going to be delicious, and it will be good for you. Somehow they do it every time, but they can make it good and delicious. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, for 15% off at Built.com. Yes, I did tease that the Oilers, we may have found what the Oilers' X factor may just be going into the playoffs, and it's not what you expect. Genuinely, it is not what you expect, because you sit there and you look at Twitter, you talk to your dads, you talk to your granddads, and they always say, they need that grit. They don't have that grit. They don't have that, you know, fight 'em attitude. They need a Semenko out there, and they just don't have it. I'm not going to argue with that. I don't think the Oilers do have a Dave Semenko out there. And to be honest with you, I don't think they do have a bona fide tough guy out there, especially after Zach Cassian's concussion problems. He has had a couple injuries throughout his career with the Oilers that have kind of pushed his role into a new kind of dimension here. But it is, in fact, the Oilers' grit that will be the Oilers' X factor in the playoffs, especially in the first round, Because when you look at the numbers, the league numbers, and if you're going to look at all the teams in the Western Conference who are currently in a playoff spot or just fighting for a playoff spot.
Yes, I'm looking at you, Vegas and Vancouver.
The Oilers are second amongst all of those Western Conference playoff teams in hits. The only team that has more hits than the Edmonton Oilers this year are the Nashville Predators, who have 2,280. They're second in the league in hits. So, you know what? Fair enough. I'll take it. That's it. Hey. I'm not going to hit somebody 2,000 times. But hey, if you're the Nashville Predators, and Tanner Jeannot, surprisingly, one of the top names in the league in hits. If you're going to lay the body, please do. And it looks like the Edmonton Oilers are willing to do that. They currently sit 16th in the league in hits with 1,750 hits. And that comes after the game on Wednesday against Dallas, where Darnell Nurse put up 5 hits. Obviously, he put Jamie Benn into the bench there at some point, and him and Connor McDavid kind of shared a look and a laugh. But if Darnell Nurse with 195 hits following him, Zach Cassian, as I did mention, he has been lost or invisible on the ice for the Oilers when it comes to physicality. But you kind of just expect Zach Cassian isn't going to be the first one to drop his gloves. But apparently he will be the second one to throw a hit behind Darnell Nurse. He currently sits at 149 hits in this season. And behind him, Evander Kane. 126 hits for a half season for Evander Kane. Half season, and he's already third on the team in hits. He's already climbing the ladder, I should say, when it comes to points as well. And the Oilers have this physical undertone to them that doesn't really seem to really rear its ugly head until it needs to. You take a look at what Ryan Hartman said about the Oilers after his little kerfluffle with Evander Kane, and you kind of sit there and you're like, maybe he's right. Maybe the Oilers don't have that grit. But you look back at that clip, the play was on the other end of the ice, and there are four Minnesota Wild players on Evander Kane, because Ryan Hartman came in to that scrum after the linesman was pulling away Evander Kane. So you're going to tell me and explain to me what toughness is supposed to look like, yet you're the last one into a fight? I'm sorry, Ryan, and especially considering that the Minnesota Wild currently sit behind the Oilers when it comes to hits. Again, the Oilers have 1750. The Minnesota Wild have 1709. Why could that be a X factor for the Oilers in the first round? Well, in the first round, the Oilers are likely to play either the LA Kings or the Vegas Golden Knights or the Vancouver Canucks, one of those three teams in a 7-game playoff series. Let's be real. Sitting here right now, Vancouver, it's going to be near impossible for them to make it. So we can take Vancouver out of the competition here. Really comes down to Vegas and Los Angeles. And if you take a look at where Vegas and Los Angeles sit when it comes to hits, especially when you think about the identity of these teams, you have guys like Dustin Brown on the LA Kings, who is one of the greatest hitters of our generation, this generation, basically after Scott Stevens left. You have the Vegas Golden Knights, who have made their identity as a team, as a franchise, of gritting it out and winning those tough games. And you take a look at where they currently sit. Vegas Golden Knights currently sit 28th in the league when it comes to hits with 1601, and the Los Angeles Kings sit 26th with 1602. So a big little discrepancy between the two. Over 100 more hits for the Oilers, and if they can really start to get under the skin of some of the top players for Vegas, some of the top players for Los Angeles. I mean, again, like Dustin Brown's one of the best hitters in our generation, and the guy, it's a tough team for the guy, but I really think that this team, the Edmonton Oilers, could find their X factor by grinding out teams, making them tired, making them sick of playing the Oilers, and then guess what? You got to worry about Evander Kane. You got to worry about Connor McDavid. You got to worry about Leon Draisaitl. You got to worry about the newly minted 40-point guy, Evan Bouchard. Darnell Nurse, who's probably going to beat your teeth in and then put a puck into the net. This is much scarier of a team than you kind of look at and think about. It's kind of concerning. I mentioned that you're going to have to face Connor McDavid and that disgusting offense that the Oilers can possess. I mentioned that you're going to have to face a gritty Darnell Nurse and evidently a shutdown Cody Ceci. But what's it going to be like in goal? Well, we will get to this week's Dog of the Week. Yes, this week's Edmonton Oilers Dog of the Week. That goes to just whoever was an absolute dog for the Oilers of the over the week that will be possessed on Fridays. But first, before we get to that, I want to tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL hockey playoffs and the start of Major League Baseball season. Oh, go Dodgers! I know I'm Canadian. I'm a Dodgers fan. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs to esports and much more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And yes, I have to be honest with you. Like I said yesterday, I was looking at some of the lines for the Oilers. I am thinking of putting a couple down, but I have to wait for my account to get through. But first, let's get back to the dog. Dog, Oilers, Dog of the Week. And like I mentioned, we have that strong, potent offense. We have that shutdown defense. But we also have a shutdown goaltender as well, baby. Honk the horns. We never thought it would happen. The Oilers have a shutdown goalie. Well, at least for the week. And our Dog of the Week goes to Mike Smith. Yes, I know. I can already hear all of the Mike Smith haters getting on me already, but you can't deny what the man has done. Two shutouts in three games over the week for the man. Two consecutive shutouts, I should say. I've said shutouts a bunch in this sentence, but two shutouts for the guy this week, and he's become the seventh goaltender to join this illustrious group, I should say. They're illustrious, of course, because there's no fountain of youth found anywhere but inside the crease, and he has become the seventh goaltender in NHL history to record two straight shutouts in the NHL after turning 40. You know who the last one was in 2013? Martin Brodeur. Yeah, Martin Brodeur. Is this man the next Martin Brodeur? I'm not. Hey, I didn't say it. But let's take a look at some of the stats from last week for Mike Smith. Expected goals against for Mike Smith over the last three games was at a 7.73. To be fair, that looks like those are on par for the Oilers and on par for Mike Smith. However, goals against for Mike Smith from that 7.73 was 2.02. Obviously, he had the two consecutive shutouts, and he only let in two goals against the Dallas Stars. But a 2.02 goals against for Mike Smith over the last week. Plus, above that, goals saved above expected. So the goals basically that they expected to go in, you're basically taking the two numbers that I just gave you and subtracted them. 5.71. He has stopped an expected almost six goals that are supposed to go in, and he stopped them. I mean, if you're looking at Mike Smith and the way that he plays, you kind of sit there and go, yeah, no kidding. He's not necessarily the most technically pleasing goaltender, but we're here for positivity. This is your dog of the week, and we want to hear only dog mentalities. And the only goalie that had less goals against in the league over the last week than Mike Smith was Igor Shesterkin, who put up zero goals against over the last week. He put up two consecutive shutouts as well for the New York Rangers. So realistically, he's the only other goaltender who could have more saves than, or less goals against than him. Also, he was Mike Smith was sixth in the league for saves, behind only Ilya Sorokin, Kevin Lankinen, Kirill Vemelka, Anton Forsberg, and Juuse Saros. And four of those five goalies all played four games this week. Not bad. That is not bad. And finally, to top it all off, Mike Smith was named the NHL third star of the week. Congratulations to Mike Smith. He has improved to 9-1-1 over his last 11 games. Again, I told you, I'm not a math major. I went to art school. But that is where we are going to call it there. The Oilers have a big weekend coming up. They could potentially clinch the playoffs before they even step on the ice for their next game. So we will keep you updated. We will let you know. We will cross our fingers and hope for the best. Thank you so much for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Steele Roden and Flip Livingstone will help you become the next expert of your fantasy hockey league. It is free and available wherever you find your podcast, just like this one, Locked On Oilers. Once again, thank you so much, everybody, for joining and coming and having a terrific weekend. Have a great Friday, have a great Saturday, have a great Sunday, and we will see you on Monday. Stay safe and all the best.